And let's talk some more about those consumers terribly in debt. Millions of Americans occasionally rely on payday loans to get through a financial pinch. You go to somebody, you get a loan, you have to pay it back as soon as your paycheck comes in, maybe just a few days later, a few weeks. Consumer advocates say these loans are often a ripoff, which is why some states have put limits on them. In Ohio, legislators are considering an especially tough measure, as Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio reports.
Ruby Thomas sees herself as a victim of payday loans. She's told legislators she started with one two-week loan for a few hundred dollars, took out another to pay it back, and wound up owing thousands to pay for a whole series of loans.
Payday lenders depend on people like me to become trapped in a cycle of debt.
The average borrower takes out an estimated 7 to 12 payday loans a year, and some never make it out of the red. Currently in Ohio, there's a $15 charge for each $100 two-week loan. Consumer activists say that translates into an annual interest charge of 391%. For months, they pushed for a new law limiting the annual charge to 36%. And now, the Ohio House of Representatives has approved a cap even lower, 28%. Tom Alio heads a coalition backing the crackdown.
In the end, if this bill passes in the current form, it will be the most comprehensive small loan act in the United States.
In addition to the much lower interest cap, the bill would establish a statewide database so that each borrower could be limited to 4 loans a year. Plus, the maximum single loan amount would be trimmed to $500. Payday loan industry officials say the limits would kill off the loan stores. Lobbyist Daryl Deaver contends there'd be virtually no way to make a profit.
The industry would be out of business. 6,000, at least 6,000 employees throughout the state of Ohio will be looking for jobs.
Loan store officials argue that they are a solution, not a problem. Lynn DeVault heads their national trade group, and she says customers realize the loans save them money by helping them avoid paying much higher fees for bounced checks or late bill payments.
If you are faced with a need to pay a utility bill and you do not have the money to do that, and you know that if you do not pay it, you will have disconnect fees, then you make a choice because you're a smart person.
At first, it appeared that majority Republicans in the legislature agreed with the industry's arguments, but the momentum has shifted. In the Ohio House, some GOP lawmakers have joined with minority Democrats to push through the tough new limits. And even the Republican Speaker of the House, John Husted, says, with people drowning in debt, borrowing should be limited.
We make bad financial decisions that are trapping not just ourselves, but our children and grandchildren into a cycle of debt. So now the government has to step in and try to save us from ourselves, literally.
Husted and other backers of new loan limits say if the payday loan storefronts left Ohio, other institutions with better deals for customers might fill the gap. In fact, this bill has financial incentives for charities and credit unions to give short-term loans. The debate in Ohio isn't over yet. With billions of dollars on the line, lobbying on the bill has been intense, and the payday loan industry hopes the state Senate will weaken the bill. But if the final package is anything close to the current version, Ohio will have a loan reform law consumer activists say will be a model for changing the payday loan industry. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.